It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, you made a massive claim, and I'm not saying that I don't believe you. I just need a little bit more evidence to the fact.
Well, I showed you on the Insta, K-Rock Geelong and Instagram, you can see in real time how Kahlia and I utilised this song on repeat to get India to sleep in 15 minutes last night. So it does what it says on the tin, mate, is what I will say.
It's like baby medication, but not.
Sure, well, it's...
like, it's like drugging your kids with music.
Come on. It's very aggressive language.
Nah, but isn't that... I mean, you know... You're putting them to sleep.
It's comforting them.
Yeah.
To the extent where they feel comfortable enough to drift off to sleep.
Beautiful.
It's the nice way.
But it's a tricky way of doing it, isn't it? Because it's not just a natural, like, be comfortable, my child. It's, here we go.
Well.
Here's some binaural beats or something.
It's work smarter, not harder.
Yes. I love that you've brought this to the table because it's a big secret.
Well, I was sick of spending, like, from basically 5 p.m. to, like, 9 p.m. going through the process. Yeah. So I imagine there are other parents out there. That's why I brought it to the table yesterday. I hope that it's helped someone. We would love to hear from someone on 52232955.
Now, you can either tell us that the song worked or that it didn't work.
Yeah.
We've got Janita from Werribee on the phone. Morning, Janita.
Morning.
Tell us, mate, did you try the song last night?
Well, I absolutely did. I heard you guys talking yesterday and I will try anything. So yes. My kids, we've got three. I have been in there for hours.
Yeah.
And so I thought, you know, why not? I'll try it. And sure enough, we had the dinner bath bed. We had the drama over the book, what drink bottle. Yeah. And I put the song on and my son didn't want a bar of it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
Sorry about that. He told me to turn my phone off. Anyway, I persisted. I thought, no, Tom and Loggy said yes. I persisted. And would you believe it? 8 songs in, because you said about 10, 11, so I was committed.
Yeah,
I was committed to be there.
Yeah.
The eighth song, he was out like a light. I got an extra episode in thanks to you guys.
Oh, so yeah. Thank you. And because you're a mum, I bet you the extra episode was like Outlander or something like that, right? Because mum's just froth.
It was Yellowstone. It should have been Outlander.
Okay.
But Yellowstone
all the way. That's cool.
Yeah.
Is that a 40-minute episode or are they doing rolling in at 23s?
Oh, who knows? I just love the extra time. 3 minutes extra would have been great last night.
Amazing.
So
wow. Okay.
Janita,
so it's a winner.
You're so welcome. I'm so glad that it worked for you. And there are other parents out there, I'm sure, that it will work for you.
Oh, I'll be spreading the word. I will. So thank you. Good find. That's gold. That song is gold. Yeah. I'll definitely be using it again.
I can't take credit for it, but it did work for us. I thought I've got to bring it to the people.
There
I've
you
got
go, to guys. Bring it to the drug your kids with music.
Don't
That's
say
the message.
It like that.
No, it's... well, what's so bad? I don't understand what's bad.
It's very aggressive language.
Okay.
If you're just catching up, it's Eric Herman and the Invisible Band, The Tale of the Sun and the Moon. You can find it on Spotify and you can also find it at K-Rock Geelong on our Instagram story.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
JT, rock your body. Just realised some of the lyrics to that one are slightly problematic in 2021.
That's a lot.
It's JT all over, isn't it?
Hold on to your bras, ladies.
Yes. Mm. Yeah, no, I was just congratulating her by putting my hand on her inner thigh. She's not my wife, but that's what we do in the biz.
That's JT.
That's how we say congratulations. Good on you for achieving something in professional capacity.
Keep your hand away from my thighs.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry, that's, I would never.
I know you wouldn't.
Oh,
thank God.
Where's my hand going?
Now I've got to bleach it.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
Last week, the Australian National Dictionary chose their word of the year. And it was called stroll out.
The A-N-D.
The A-N-D. Mm. Love a bit of A-N-D action. Stroll out is their word of the year.
That was it, stroll out. And you and I were like, I've never heard anyone say that.
Yeah, well.
Oh, that's right, because it was the slow rollout of the vaccine.
Yeah.
It's the stroll out.
So... the Australian Council of Trade Unions Secretary, Sally McManus, coined the phrase stroll out in reference to the lacklustre vaccination program.
Okay.
Never heard of it, right?
Sorry, I'm not up to date. I guess I don't get her emails.
Yeah. The Macquarie Dictionary, they're doing their thing too, right? They're like, it's not just you guys that can choose the word of the year. We also like words. We're going to choose our favorite one as well.
Sure.
Now, last year it was doom scrolling, okay, because heavily influenced by COVID, all of us were just scrolling social media and it was like just sad news, yeah. sad news after sad news, right? That took out the top posse. But this year they're like, you know what, we're on the hunt for the 2021 word of the year, but we want to get the public say before we release ours. We want to know, like, what are you thinking too?
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
They're going to release it on November 30.
Right.
They've said here that some of the words that are getting around, though, they've listed them, and
that's
I'm
like a multiple choice.
Well, they're kind of like, hey, these are some of the ones that are getting around. Okay, I haven't heard of a lot of them, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But basically, the editors curate a shortlist, and then the committee's choice is the word of the year is announced. Before, and then the shortlist is open to the public for a People's Choice Award. So instead of getting just one, they're like, well, words are fun. Let's have so many. Instead of the word of the year, let's just have, you know, heaps of them. Just general words normally.
With the shortlist that you've got there in front of you, do they have a meaning for them?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Let me try and guess what they mean.
Okay. What about Menti B?
Menti B?
Ah.
That's when you use floss, but at the other end. And so your B is quite minty.
Yeah. No, that's a mental breakdown.
Oh.
Yeah. So we all having a little menty B?
Oh, my God. Get in the bin. I hate it. All right. I hate it.
Here's another one. Porch pirate.
Porch pirate.
Could be Sexyland's word of the year as well.
Porch pirate was on the front door again when I was leaving the house. No pants.
Mm-hmm.
Porch pirate. I don't know. Someone stuck at home. I'm going to stop guessing.
It's a person who steals parcels when they've been left outside a home by a deliverer.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Hate follow.
That's
a bit easier.
If you want to follow someone because you like getting outraged at what they post.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You disagree with what they say.
Tabs on
or whatever. And this one we know very well.
Yeah.
Because I don't do back stuff. I don't do front stuff. I only do back stuff.
That's right.
Right?
That's why you need a Menti B.
Yeah. So one of the words up for contention is front stab.
Front stab.
As in betraying someone basically straight to their face and you not caring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's not backstabbing them. You're front stabbing them.
Front stabbing them.
Yeah.
It's just betraying someone. You don't need to say the stabbing thing.
Yeah.
It's only stabbing if yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Should be front slap or something. Anyway, any of those ticking any?
Here's what I will say. 2022 will be a better year.
Oh, we said that last year, man.
No, it can't
I saw a Christmas message from us that we sent out in 2020 and it's like, 2020 sucks, but here's to 2021.
Yeah.
And then we're coming up with Menti B and Porch Pirate. Come on, man.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Now, yesterday you were chatting about the schoolies up in the Gold Coast and how they've been behaving. You know
super
what I mean?
Super tame schoolies.
The thing is, they're right here on the surf coast of the Ballerine too, man.
Yeah.
Everyone's been getting down. I noticed a lot of teenagers around town on the Ballerine on the weekend.
Yeah.
Bless them. They were just having a good old time. Saturday night, Jimmy and I went and grabbed some fish and chips. So we were going to head down to the beach, but it was a bit windy. So as we were walking down to the beach, we just sat on the stairs behind like a bit of shrubbery.
Right.
And so we thought if anyone comes, because like no one was there, we just thought if anyone comes, we'll just move out the way. Right.
Sure.
So Wombie's with us. Anyway, these bunch of kids started walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
It was probably about, I don't know, 10 to 15 of them. And they had fish and chips, right? And they're obviously having a good old, they're all in great spirits and everything. They had fish and chips too.
Yeah, sure.
So I was like, oh, how good's fish and chips, eh? Yeah.
No.
Great. No, what?
Why are you talking to a mate?
Oh, because I was just being nice.
Why?
Jimmy and I love to talk to people.
People don't love to be talked to.
Yeah, they talk back.
No, no.
Anyway, and they were all talking about Wombie, like, oh, how cool's this dog? And I'm like, yeah, he's
sure
a pretty.
They were, mate.
Yeah, they were. And I was like, yeah, he's a pretty cool little dude. Like, he might try and jump on you and give you a wet one, though. So just be careful, right? And they were like, oh, yeah, sick. Anyway.
Sick.
We saw them
no one
again.
Said sick, mate.
We saw them again as we were walking back to the car. And I gave them a bit of, oh, enjoy your night, legends, you know, yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
Great night for it, you know. I don't know. Anyway. And then, so we're walking to the car and we were in the car. So we had to, like, put Wombi in there and then set time up and whatever. So it took us a few minutes, right?
Yeah.
We're sitting in the car, started the car, and I'm about to drive out onto the road. So yeah. I was kind of up on the curb, yeah. right? And they all, like, had started walking down. So I was kind of waiting in the car ready to go, and some of them were in front of the car and they didn't realise kind of that I was waiting to get out.
Get out of the way.
Well, they were all like, oh, sorry.
Beat your horn.
You know, no. And they were like, oh, sorry, sorry. And then, you know, one of them was on the road and they're like, make way, make way. And they're looking like they're doing the motion like they're stopping traffic and, like, waving me through.
Through, yeah, yeah.
Right? So I was like, I was yelling, yeah, thanks, legends. And I gave them the shucker.
You've done it again. You've shuckered.
And Jimmy's like, why when you get around teenagers,
do you
get all hectic?
You get all wristy.
And
you
all,
get all, like,
that
shuckery.
Is terrible. Thank you.
You get all shuckery. Like,
my God, Tom.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's like, why do you get all
I'm
hectic
cool.
and
I'm,
awkward?
Aren't he logs cool?
Yeah, and throw shuckers. And I'm like, I threw one. And he's like, you were throwing shuckers. Like, so many shuckers.
Did you?
When they were walking up the steps, when we were walking past him, you're like, yeah, how good's fish and chips? Shucker. And he's like, I'm just sitting there like, what's going on for you?
Check the kids' socials afterwards. They're like, check out this old lady who kept doing shuckers to us.
Oh,
old people trying to talk to us.
With me?
Stop it.
I know.
You have to get you some special shucker-proof gloves or something.
Miss the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan
on K-Rock.
Shayla Harrington has posted a video online. It's gone viral now. She was working for a wedding photographer who's been in the biz for more than 10 years. So I imagine she was like photographer number two.
Ah, oh, number two, yes.
Or maybe she's carrying the lens cap.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like I'd prefer to be number two. Because, and this is how we
that
are in this
out.
Show. This is how we are in this
say,
show.
Well, that works out nicely then, doesn't it?
Because you're the one that's running the things and I'm just here as if you need.
But you're number you're number one in our hearts,
oh.
mate. And that's how you do it. So she's revealed the telltale signs that a couple is doomed, that the marriage isn't going to work out just based on what they see at the actual wedding.
Okay. They would have seen some stuff,
oh,
can you imagine?
Oh, my God, yeah.
My God.
We know a couple of wedding photographers and a celebrant. Maybe we should ask them if any of these are true or what their signs are.
Yes.
Here we go. Sign number one, if the bride or groom wants heaps of snaps without their other half. Here's just me in a very sharp suit.
Oh, right. As in, okay, but beforehand you get that, right? Because you're, like, getting ready doing your thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then I'm getting ready doing my thing. But then if it's like, hey, this light's really good, can you go away?
Mm.
Yeah, that would be sucky.
Yeah. So the first sign is if one of the soon-to-be spouses asks for more than three pickies without their partner. This one kind of makes sense to me just because you might get a few with your mum and dad. But to kick them out of more than three photos seems a little suspicious, she said.
Okay.
Sign number two, if the wedding party appears not to care for the bride or the groom.
So they're ring-ins.
Right. So the next sign is if the bridesmaids or groomsmen avoid talking about their mate's other half while they're getting ready or giving their toast.
Oh.
That's typically because they don't like them. So instead of saying, it's that whole, if you got nothing nice to say.
Don't say anything at all.
Don't say anything at all.
I've always spoken, yeah, I've been a bridesmaid before many a time and I've always spoken about the groom, like, oh, I wonder what they're doing. Oh, I can't wait to see them. Oh, I'm excited. Oh, are they having a good day? What's happening?
Mm.
Yeah. No, I like them.
Okay. Well, that's why.
Okay. And they are all still together. Oh, my God, the system works.
Okay. Sign number three from a wedding or the wedding day that a couple is doomed. Mm. If the spouses don't spend much time together at the reception. The third and final sign is when the two spouses spend more time with family and friends than with each other during their wedding day.
Well, sometimes don't you, like, break it in half to, like, see all the guests? Like, you do the left side.
No.
And I do the right side.
No, why do you need to be more efficient? You've got all night. Go around and see them all together. That's what we did.
Yeah. Yeah. If you've got 300 people, though, might be a bit hard.
All right, Miss Popularity. Oh, I've got so
many friends. It's my ethnicity.
I've got so many friends.
You're not invited.
I'm booked out every weekend till Christmas.
Do you want to get together?
I want a Christmas party,
but
hey,
guess
I don't
what?
Want to become
guess
to
what?
Christmas
I'm going
to
invite you around my house for a very long lunch that'll turn into dinner. And if you want to hang out, we can hang out all bloody night.
And it's going to be lovely.
Oh. Well, I'll see you there.
Cop that. Okay. Awesome. I don't know how we got here, but anyway, if that happens at any of your weddings of your mates or whatever, probably don't give them the gift. Keep it for yourself. Tom and Logan. K-Rock.